Jerry, good morning. Good to talk to you again. I'm looking forward to seeing your workshop here in Ottawa on the 28th, 29th of November.
Morning, and, Mike. Or it's afternoon in Dublin, actually.
It is afternoon, that's right. The wonders of technology bring us right together.
Indeed.
So I just wanted to ask a few questions, and I know people who've seen your website and maybe read your latest book, Killer Web Content, will be interested in some of these questions. One of the key things I know you've been saying recently is that the real issue of websites is not web design, but web management. Can you tell us perhaps a little more about that distinction and why you feel it's so important?
Yeah, I think web design, I mean, of course design is central, but it's a different type of design. But I think
right.
often when people say design, we need to redesign, it's as somebody said to me, we need to put a new lick of paint on the website, because, you know, there's all these problems, and if we actually put some wallpaper, new wallpaper up, and we paper over the cracks, and it'll all look great it'll at least look fresh. And, you know, there's a culture in a lot of the design community, and I know a lot of people really totally don't like to hear me saying this, particularly classic graphic designers, that, you know, the design and the visual is the be all and end all, and it happens particularly in advertising agency environments. But I think, you know, management, what design often reflects, what graphic design is the website is a project, and every year or two we do a redesign and then we leave it.
Right.
You know, and, yep. you know, just leave it there like a brochure. And then, oh, my God, we've got to do something with the website. We've got problems. Let's do another redesign. We get all excited, and we bring in people, design agencies, and things like that. And we've great chats and all sorts of, and we get, you know, we do really interesting stuff, and we do a new redesign, then we leave it. Whereas the management concept is that your website is a process of continuous improvement.
Right.
And that you're constantly testing and you're constantly analyzing. You're constantly saying, did this work? Did that work? I wonder. So rather than these big overhauls, you're gradually improving the core elements of your website, making them better. So that over a 2-year period, your website probably will have been redesigned, so to speak. It may look very different, but it wasn't this big event. It was this gradual refinement process based on the feedback of the behavior of your customers.
Yeah, and we see many sites in our clients which seem to go through this boom and bust cycle. They seem to be neglected, as you say, for a couple of years, and then, you know, maybe a new minister or deputy minister or VP comes along and they see the website is in an appalling state and implement a very large project to try and sort the whole thing out.
Yeah.
But as you say, there's a lot of techniques and CMSs these days, content management systems, give you a lot more opportunity to just incrementally improve different parts of the site if you're getting the right kinds of measures in, I guess. And one of the things we also see is clients who are bogged down looking at their weblogs and statistics and don't really see the real measures. Have you got some advice for those kinds of measures that they ought to be taking to drive this constant improvement?
Yeah, I think that's a very good point there, Mike. I mean, I've been looking at server log data since 94, 95, and you know, I've never met anybody. The classical process, you get all this stuff, and a classical process when I see people in organizations, they get the first time, we're looking through it if I'm helping a client or something like that. I say, God, that's very interesting. And then they never look at it again, because, you know, there's so much stuff is coming up.
Yes.
And they clicked here and then they clicked there, etc. So I think, I think an awful lot of this stuff is hugely misleading, because There's this volume based. What, we had 15,000 people. We had, you know, I was with this another large multinational there a couple of weeks ago, and they had some campaigns connected with the Rugby World Cup. So they're one of the big brands, and they were trying to the World Cup would not be the Rugby World Cup would not be big in the United States or Canada, but it was big in places like France and the UK and Ireland.
And England just lost,
and,
unfortunately.
Absolutely, but did tremendously well. You know,
yep.
And Ireland were a disaster, but that's another story. But anyway, they had these ad agencies in, and they were doing all these campaigns, and you could see the data, and the data be flatlining, and then a campaign would occur and it'd go up in a spike, and then the campaign would be over and it'd kind of go down again and flatline, and you had all these, peaks and troughs, so to speak. And
yeah.
The ad agency was saying, oh, aren't we great? Look at all the campaigns. Whenever we do the campaigns, we get all this increase in traffic onto the website.
Right.
And then one of the statisticians, they had actually hired somebody to do web analytics, and he did a very interesting, and it was the really interesting thing. What he did was he stripped out of the data all the people who were spending less than a minute on the website. And when he stripped them out, all of a sudden the spikes were not remotely as spiky. Because what they discovered was the vast majority of people who were being driven by the advertising agency or otherwise to the campaign were hardly spending any time on the website, and certainly less than a minute, most of them. So getting caught into this volume and page impressions, etc., I think is a very dangerous game in the volume game. I think the key metric is task completion.
Right.
You identify the core things that you want to happen on your website, or that the customer, you know, so if it's you know, renewing your driver's license, or sending in an inquiry, or buying a product, or you know, requesting a demo, or you gotta have on your website action points, core action points, and then you measure how many people are acting. How many people are completing specific tasks. That to me is where the rubber hits the road. Anybody can bring, I've seen entities, you know, bring traffic to website by, you know, there was I was involved at one stage with a motoring type company, and the ad agency or the entities, they were buying ads like, you know, Frankfurt Motor Show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which was very popular at that stage.
Yes.
Right?
But, yeah, it's
but,
huge.
But irrelevant. Are 80% irrelevant. So you can go out and buy, you know, words that are within your broad ambit, but the people who click on it, you know, don't really want what you have. So
no, so it, yeah, it's a matter of the quality of the customers you're getting and the visitors.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of freneticism now with SEO and search engine optimization and marketing. And it's all about, an awful lot of it is about volume. You know, how can we just drive volume to the website? And I think that is a very negative way to manage, certainly in the long term. So I would definitely be away from even looking at a lot of these metrics and getting into basic what we call usability testing. Get 5 or 8 customers in, potential customers, and see can they buy your bloody product.
Yes, yeah. You mentioned, and you're right, that there'll be quite a few government website managers and people who work on websites at the workshop later in November. And obviously, task completion is one of our key metrics that we do in our usability for design and testing. And government folks often have quite a difficult time with that for a couple of reasons. One is we find that it's very difficult for them to define who their audiences are because, you know, they have a mandate that no one in the country should be left out. And secondly, because they see every task as information seeking in itself, almost like they come to us as a library and they find a book and that's the end of the task. Have you got some thoughts on that?
I do, yeah, because I deal a lot with government. Number one, the number one statement, reach everyone in the country. That's rubbish. You know, it's total, utter bunk and rubbish, right? I mean, what other services reaches every single person, so to speak, or, you know, maybe theoretically the health service and things like that, or whatever. But we all know health services, you know, in certain environments, if you want heart transplant, you know, you're going to have to wait. You're going to, you know, not everything reaches everybody. And that sort of, I don't know, ridiculous sort of thinking is, you know, the early days of the web, like, and you know, maybe aliens, there could be life from outer space, we should serve them as well, because you never know, there could be aliens coming to our website. I think you know, it's a classic symptom of non-management. And it's not happening in the UK now, because the UK went through that entire process. They had a big strategy which says everything online by 2005, right? And basically everything went online, and everything from, you know, if you had a smoking, get people to stop smoking, you'd have a website called stopsmoking.co.uk, and then 12 months later you'd have a new website called there's still time to stopsmoking.co.uk. And everyone pumped tons and tons of content on. They had nowhere near the resources to manage it, to bring it to any degree of quality. And so it all began to collapse and people couldn't find anything and the content went more and more out of date. You know, if you've got two people working in your government web team, how are you going to serve everybody in Canada? You can't, you won't, and if you try to, you'll create a disaster. So it's time to get real and live within your means. That's the number one. Let's get real. If you had 50 people in your web team, you might be able to create, a great experience for, you know, what is it, 40 million Canadians. But if you have 2 million, you got to focus. You got to, you know, if you're an agriculture website, focus on farmers.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. If you're an education website, focus on teachers and parents.
Yeah.
You know, you can't say, oh, everybody. That's the reflection of the website that fails. Right. And every time I come into an organization where they either don't know who their audience is or they think everyone is their audience, that is one of the first, like if I was a doctor, I'd say, rush that person to the hospital because they're going to die within the next half an hour if they don't get reality pumped into them.
Yes. Yeah. Whenever we hear the response, when we ask, you know, who are your audiences and we get the response, well, everyone. We often try and use the tasks then to refine that notion of who the audiences are. So we say, well, okay, what is everyone doing on your site?
Right.
and sometimes you can use the tasks to get to the point where you're saying, well, actually, it's not everyone.
Exactly.
Is it?
Exactly. Yeah? And this is people say to me, oh, we just have information. You know, as if people go on the web in essence looking for information. Sometimes I give the example that you arrive at an airport, right? And you ever see those the airports in Ottawa or whatever? They often have information kiosks, right, in the airport. So let's say you walk up to that kiosk and you wait and you go up to the desk and then your turn comes around and you look at the person behind the desk and you say, could you please give me some information, please? Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd look at you and they'd say, "Why?" And you'd say, do you need to know where the taxis are? Do you want a hotel? Mm-hmm. What do you want? And you say, no, I'm not really interested. I have a lift and I'm staying with a friend. I just love collecting information. You know,
yes.
Nobody's at a government website looking for information. You know, they're a parent wanting to find out what's the best school to send their kid to.
Yes.
Yeah, that's their task. You know, everything, information supports a task. There are not millions of Canadians who collect information, like collect antique stamps or stuff like that. They only come to a government website because there's a need. Somebody said that to me in a government website, and I said, so let's give an example. So you're responsible for, the pension section of your website. Why are people coming to your website? Because they're thinking of starting a pension. And they want to know how much they're going to have to put in every month. You know, they'll need information, but they've got a task that they're trying to complete. And information is, people who say we only have information are people who have A, not taught about their job properly, or B, don't want to face up to the consequences of actually having to solve people's problems. Because if you say, I've just got information, it's a real cop-out statement. But if you say, my job is to help people decide whether pension A or pension B is right for them, then the way you're measured is, were they able to decide? But if your job is to just slap up a 200-page PDF of information, then you've done your job.
Yes. And I think, so sometimes the next level of pushback we get when we talk about these tasks is that, you see, quite a lot of people have a model in their heads that their website is like a library.
Yeah.
So they work very hard on their taxonomies. And, you know, the model of a library works. People go into a library, they look in a section, they pick a book, and they go home and they do the rest of their task. The library doesn't have to support the entire task.
No.
And it's quite difficult to get past that notion of being a library of information to actually actively supporting task completion.
Yeah, and you see, this is the thing as well, because you raise a very interesting point there, that when I say task completion, it may be that there's a 6 steps in the task, and you complete 4 of them offline. But task completion on the website is, did they actually get to... step two successfully so that then they could get to step three, four, and five.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to pay over the money. But if you mess up step one and two, either what happens is you have to go into the government office and begin step one and two and start in that environment. Or you're somewhere else you're going to have to begin step one and two. So, so the question is, you know, you may not in essence complete the totality of the task online, but how many steps in the task are there that you can complete online, and did you successfully complete them? And maybe in advanced government, you gradually say, okay, in year one, there's six steps in this task. In year one of our plan, they'll be able to complete step one to two online.
Right, right.
In year two to three, in year two, they'll be able to complete step three to four. And ultimately, in 3 years' time, we'll have the six steps.
Right. And this is, it kind of comes full circle again to what we were talking about at the beginning. Where we see the engine to drive this is really in the managers and the way they have to put together a vision of what the website is about that is focused and directed, and where they have specific measures of impact. Because ultimately, the government has to impact behavior. Are there more small businesses starting, and are they more successful? Are our kids being educated better and getting better qualifications and jobs and earning more? And we find, whether it's government or a small startup, there is often a disconnect between management's vision and the day-to-day activities of the people developing websites. That's where we see that's why we try and drive up in any web development or evaluation project to look at the strategic issues and to try and help define what those key measures should be.
Yeah.
And I know this kind of touches on why you talk about things like your concept of the long neck, because a lot of what this is about is focusing on the key value.
Absolutely.
And so can you say a little more perhaps about how you help focus with that kind of concept?
Well, I think that, you know, you talk about management and strategy in its core, and it's often the missing, the key missing component of, you know, you go to some websites and you'll see, the mission statement or the vision. Yeah. You shouldn't see anything like that in the website. You should see the implementation of the mission statement or the vision. You know, you go to our website and you read, our mission is to be customer centric. That's the worst, most organization centric thing you could possibly say. You be customer centric by allowing people to get in and out that website as quickly as possible. So there's a gap there, and it comes back to as well, who's our audience and stuff like that. If you think it's everybody, then you've got a multitude of tasks, some of which are important, some of which are not important. But in every organization I've worked with, there's a small set of core tasks, and these you mentioned the long neck concept, etc. And I think what you need to do is identify those and keep improving them, because what happens is you see a lot of you can do this on the web now as if it's done. You can renew your driver's license or whatever, but you know, we should be sticking with that because it's a core task and making it better every year, bringing it up to a higher level of efficiency. Last year it took an average of 5 minutes to renew. Yeah. This year our aim is to bring it to 4 minutes, because 1 minute saved multiplied by the number of people who are trying to do it is probably more value generated than launching 30 or 40 minor tasks or section in your website. So it's about identifying, what do you really do? What do people really want from you? And practically every website has these core essences of what they really need to do well, and focus on those. And that's management and strategy. And you're right, that's missing. But I think that gap is gradually being bridged, where we're getting senior managers we're getting management basically into websites instead of administration.
Yes. And in the future, you know, web technology is changing all the time. So the job of managers is changing. And as well as tackling things like improving task completion time, there are other areas to look at, like mobile computing, to help do things like provide the affordance at the point of need.
Yeah.
So to dig back and say, well, when do people become aware of the need to renew their license?
Yeah.
That's where you provide the solution at that point,
absolutely,
wherever it may be.
Absolutely. Mm. And I think, you know, the other thing as well is managers are scared of technology, most senior managers don't understand it. And I think they don't have to understand it. I think, you know, they say, oh, the web, that's technical. Mm-hmm. If they start from the point of view rather than who cares, mobile otherwise, the core purpose is it's the convenient society, right? Mm-hmm. And Canada as an efficient information economy is, you know, I remember reading a wonderful book there about a year ago called The Mystery of Capital. And right. It said, you know, about why are certain countries so much more successful than other countries? And one of the key theories was, you know, the rights of capital and the ability to buy capital. And it talked about in Peru or the Philippines or Haiti, and I think in Haiti, it takes about 20 years to buy property.
Right.
And you have to go to about 50 agencies and it's 279 steps. Yeah. And
yep.
I think if you look at the economies that are slow, you know, they're often the economies that have incredibly turgid bureaucracies, you know,
right.
that where it's very difficult to set up a company, it's very difficult to do things, and it's often extraordinarily difficult to interact with government. It just takes an inordinate amount of time. And I think the ultimate test of a really modern economy is get out of the way, government. You know, the government takes up so little of your time that maybe in 5 years' time, you don't even have to renew your driver's license because mm-hmm. you know, something talks to something else that talks
yes.
to something else. And if you've got your bank accounts up to date, if you've got your mm-hmm. tax up to date, then they both connect up together.
Yeah.
And if they know you didn't buy a car, you know,
yeah.
bump, bump, bump. And
yeah,
you don't
if you've pre-approved the payment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, you know, ultimately becoming invisible in the process.
Yeah.
But if management think about that our job is to make the lives of our citizens and our business people more and more efficient, more and more convenient, because the more time we give them back, the more time they can spend on creating new products, on selling their products, on having good lifestyles. You know, if you said, come to Canada, you know, we take the least amount of your time as a government.
Right.
You know,
what a great slogan that would be.
It would be you can go out fishing, you can play whatever you want to do, but we stay out of your way.
Mm-hmm.
And we use the web and other mechanisms to actually do that. So we don't need to necessarily understand technology, but we need to be relentlessly focused on how do we save time for the citizen? How do
yeah.
we make their lives more efficient? How do we, and, you know, how do we allow them to educate themselves better, to keep their, you know, to educate their children better? How do we use all these wonderful tools to do that rather than focusing on the tools themselves?
That's great. Yes, that would be a great slogan. I'm looking forward to a lot more great stories and contentious statements, and it will be interesting to hear some of the discussion with the audience, I think, at the end of November. But I don't want to give too much away, Jerry.
Okay.
So thank you very much for this, and we look forward to seeing you at the end of November.
Okay, thank you, Mike, and I'm definitely looking forward to it as well.